Hey, everybody. I'm recording from in the car today because I'm talking about John the Baptist or John the Baptizer. And throughout Advent, he's really played an important role in pointing people to Jesus. And that's his primary purpose in Scripture, is to point people to Christ. And today we read in John chapter 1, the account of John the Baptist encountering the Pharisees, and they ask him who he is, or who he says he is. And first he replies, he's not the Messiah, he's not the Christ, he's not the one who is to come. He's also not Elijah, somehow resurrected or come back to life, because Elijah, ascended into heaven and was caught up in the chariot, and then, he didn't physically die. So they could be expecting him to come back, or they ask him if he's the prophet. And he says he's none of those things. John the Baptist is none of those things, he says. So they ask him, well, who are you? And he says, well, I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make a straight path for the Lord. So there we see that John's entire purpose is to point to Christ. And when Jesus shows up on the shore of the Jordan, on the bank of the Jordan, and John says, look, there's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He's pointing people right to Jesus. And throughout his ministry, his disciples are with him, and then he sends them to Jesus. So John's whole purpose, again, is to point people to Christ. And so I thought it would be, kind of humorous if I recorded this in the car, because in the car we use often GPS. To point our way to something, and we follow the line that's drawn out on the road, and it comes in different colors, and your GPS may have different voices, and so it all sort of fit that John is the GPS of the New Testament, pointing people to Jesus. And so if you want to know where to go or where to find Jesus, ask John the Baptist and he'll point you in the right direction. He'll point you right to him in the New Testament. So he fulfills that purpose. And the reason I chose GPS as the example that we're using is because in John's day, in Jesus' day, there were lots of other voices too. There are lots of voices pointing in different directions, voices leading people in different ways, in different places. In the scriptures with the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all of these voices that were saying, hey, we're going to go here and we're going to go there. And if you want to get to heaven, go here. If you want eternal life, go here. You got to do all of these things. And they're leading in all sorts of different directions. And people were like, on a wild goose chase. And Jesus himself, when he shows up, he says, the people are like sheep without a shepherd. And his heart goes out to them. He has compassion for them. So Jesus sees all of these people being led on a wild goose chase. They're following all of these different voices, and they don't have a tried and true GPS to lead them in the right direction. So then John shows up, and he becomes that. He becomes that GPS that leads people, that points people right to Jesus. And we use GPS to find our way around town. We use GPS to find our way from one city to the next. But in faith, in our Christian life, or in our life in general, what voices do we hear? What voices do we follow? What are the different GPS systems that we subscribe to? What are the different philosophy systems, philosophical things, self-help systems? What are these different things that we listen to all the time? And none of them point in the right direction. They point in a direction, and you're going to end up somewhere. This question is that where you want to end up? Is that where you're trying to get to? And sometimes yes, sometimes no. In fact, most of the time, no. And so if you want to find Jesus, that's not the place to do it. It's not in the self-help section of the Barnes & Noble, or follow the GPS to some other bookstore or some other temple or something, that's leading you in the wrong direction. There's lots of voices. Even our voice inside our own head can lead us in the wrong direction. The voice in our own heart can lead us in the wrong direction. We start to prefer our own path, our own way. And if something isn't going the way we want it to, well, then we're gonna follow a different path. We're gonna go somewhere else where we can find the way that we want it to go. We follow our own hearts sometimes and our own heads sometimes, and they lead us in the wrong direction. They lead us astray. The heart is ever deceitful. It's ever sinful, and it's always going to lead us in the wrong direction. So what is the GPS that we follow now? What is your GPS for Jesus? What's the GPS that leads you to Christ? What's the GPS that points you to the cross? What's the GPS that guides your way? And I'm going to argue that it's the same as it was in John's day. You know, John was the voice of one crying in the wilderness, but whose voice was he? Well, he was the voice of the Holy Spirit. And that same Holy Spirit is at work today, calling, gathering, enlightening, and sanctifying all of the Christian church on earth. That's what we believe. That's what we say. So the Holy Spirit is still at work, leading and guiding and showing us the right direction to go and pointing us always, always to Jesus. And sometimes we argue with it. Sometimes in our own heads and hearts, we argue with which direction to go. And the Holy Spirit is ever truthful, always going to point you into all truth. It'll lead you into all truth. It will show you where Jesus is and who Jesus is for you. So first, you know, we have to check ourselves and see which voices we're listening to. Even in this Christmas season, you know, we're talking about Christmas and the baby Jesus and all of that stuff, and there's so many voices pointing us in different directions. You know, there's voices that say, well, Christmas is just a pagan holiday that was co-opted by Christians. Well, okay, maybe, but it's still Christmas. It's still Jesus. And, you know, well, this one is all about baby Jesus. We're not worried about the second coming. No, it's Advent is about the second coming. Christmas is about celebrating that promise that Jesus made to come again. So what are your voices telling you? What are your voices calling to you? Which ones are leading you astray? Which ones are guiding you in the right direction? What's that voice of the Holy Spirit? How do you hear it? How do you hear him calling to you? You hear him through his word? It's a good place to hear him. In prayer? It's a good place to hear him. In church? It's a good place to hear him. Even with a mask on, you can still hear the Holy Spirit. That's one of the things about this old mess that COVID-19 has made in this world. You know, we have to wear masks to church. We have to separate from one another. We have to, you know, there's all sorts of things we can't do. And that's true. And it's frustrating. And it drives everybody crazy. And, you know, some places are less at risk. Other places are high risk. Here in Lane County and Eugene, Oregon, it's a extreme risk. Cases keep mounting. So we have to take every precaution we can. But no matter what, the Holy Spirit still speaks through a mask, through a visor, through whatever, through, you know, music or no music, through hymns or no hymns, through online or offline, through in person or whatever. The world can't silence the Holy Spirit. Can make it awfully hard to hear sometimes, but can't silence him. He'll keep on calling and calling and calling and calling. So follow the Holy Spirit's GPS. He'll point you to Christ. He'll point you to Jesus. Listen for his call. Hear him in his word. He's calling for you to follow him. So I hope you do that. I pray that you do that. And in all things, may God be praised. Amen. We'll catch you later.